Righto, you want a game of tennis?
Okay.
Songs with bridges in them, you serve.
Oh, that one.
No, that ball's been in out of
the Leaps and Bounds has got bridge in it. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Mm. Hey, that'll be the Hoddle Street Bridge, wouldn't it, then, Leaps and Bounds? There is also the one that the Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
133693, because we're speaking to Ben Carroll, Minister for Public Transport, Minister for Roads and Road Safety, about the Montague Street Bridge. Again, remember when we came out of lockdown, someone tweeted they were going to celebrate the end of lockdown by driving into the Montague Street Bridge.
It didn't happen. Didn't take that long.
Apparently, that will result in a loss of $100,000 or more.
Sounds expensive.
For the Victorian economy. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross. Good morning, Russell.
$100,000 every time someone runs into it. How so?
That's correct, Ross. We've, at the Department of Transport, are releasing some modelling. So for every bridge strike that occurs across our network, and often these bridges do have a rail line or a tram line above them, we estimate $100,000. That is based on the 45-minute delay to traffic, including freight, but also to the impact it has on those public transport passengers that often had to have their line cancelled above the bridge. So it's essentially, you know, sort of three things. It's the impact on the local public transport, the impact on the freight, and it's fairly conservative too, Ross, because that's not including, often we have to get the emergency services vehicles out, firefighters. So that is a 45-minute delay, $100,000, is conservative, but, you know, we don't want any bridge strikes.
So, Minister, a quick question for you. Is it more expensive to lift the bridge at Montague or to make the road lower?
Well, making the road lower causes some issues with flooding, Russ, but certainly it is more expensive to lift the bridge given the impact and literally the hundreds of millions of dollars that would go into shifting the railway, the tram line, right up through to the CBD.
You know how they've got those plastic strips that hang off doors in summer so that you can get in and out? How about they have the entire thing a plastic strip by way as a, you know, so your car drives through it, no problems, but it is a very stark reminder that if your vehicle's too high, it's going to hit the bridge.
Well, that's what's essentially there now, Ross. Mm. Like, I go to the South Melbourne market regularly, and I often drive through it and think, how can you not know? Because those gantries that were installed several years ago are some way behind the bridge. If you hit those gantries, you certainly know you're going to hit the bridge. So the noise is quite unbearable. So we are urging everyone, particularly more and more freight drivers, more and more small medium-type vans are on our roads moving goods around, you know, A, know the size of your van, and B, navigate, like you put your seatbelt on in the morning, navigate the route you're going to take those goods on.
And, Minister?
You know, if you're going, yep.
Minister, Sam the taxi man tells me their business is up 80%. Does that equate to your data on how our roads are going?
Yeah, that does. So our road network is travelling around 95%. It's strong. Public transport at the moment, Russ, is about 45%.
Yeah.
Big job for me over the coming months is to get more and more people back on public transport.
And the free public transport from in December, January, that was mooted last week?
Yeah, we're still considering that, Russ. We did trial off-peak discounts. We've done that several times over the past year. I'm in constant discussions with the City of Melbourne on what we can do to really get incentivise Victorians back to public transport.
Good on you, Minister. Ben Carroll, Minister for Public Transport.